$1,000 a month. We had, at the end of last year, we came out with something chiddush to us, but it clearly seems to be what the Gemara is saying, what the Tosfos, how Tosfos understood the Gemara, that the Mishnah, when Rav said in the Mishnah, the Mav is Odom HaMazik, he was talking about a specific case of Odom HaMazik. The scenario he's talking about is only a scenario where the person went to sleep and he damaged while he was asleep. And that's the case what the Mishnah is talking about, that scenario of Odom HaMazik, and it's different from all other cases of Odom HaMazik. Was all other cases of Odom HaMazik, the person is chayiv when he damages himself, not because he was naughty, he didn't look after himself. So because you yourself damaged, you damaged physically something, consciously something, so therefore you're chayiv to pay because you yourself damaged. We can only find, the Gemara says, we can only find a case where the Odom is chayiv for damage he did because he was negligent on looking after something, meaning himself, was when he put himself to sleep in a place where he's going to damage. So then you can say the words of the Mishnah. It says, oh, you put yourself in a place where you're going to now damage while you're sleeping. You're negligent for doing that. And even though at the time of damage, you are not conscious and you can't get you for the time of damage because you're not the chayav mitzvah or anything because you're not awake at that stage. But we're saying you're going to have to pay for that damage because of your negligence you did much earlier by putting yourself to sleep in that situation. So then the word of the Mishnah makes sense that says, you are paying all these scenarios on the case of Mishnah, you're paying the lot of negligence in not looking after something. The first, the cases are ox damaging or your hole damages your fire. All those because you're negligent on not looking after those types of items. And here we've got a case of where you're negligent in looking after yourself. And that is when you put yourself down in a place to sleep where it's going to damage. You're negligent in doing that activity and therefore you're paying for that negligence in that scenario. Okay. So. Yeah, but why is that? Because of the negligence, not because of the actual action you did. Because of the negligence of putting yourself into that. Okay, that's why it's happening. Okay. So now we go back to our three questions basically we asked at the beginning. He asked, how could the Gemara have a Havamina? How could the Gemara have a Havamina that the person himself damaging the vegetable patch would not be chayiv? But if his animal damaged, then he would be chayiv. The animal can't be better than him. The animal is at best an extension of him. And he himself is better, and the animal is going to be make him chayiv. That's one of our questions. The answer now is cautious. We don't have such a Havamina. We're not talking about a case where the person consciously takes Economica and pours it onto the vegetable patch and thinks he's potter, but if his animal goes and eats it, it's going to be fine. Because that's how it works. We never, of course, if the author himself pours Economica, above his time. What are we talking about? Where he puts himself to sleep next to the vegetable patch. And as he's sleeping, he rolls over and squashes it all. Fine? So therefore, that's the, then we have a Havamina that says, if you do that, maybe you're not going to be chayiv. Maybe only if your animal goes out and you didn't look after your animal and he ate the vegetable patch, maybe you're going to be chayiv. But if you yourself put yourself to sleep next to the vegetable patch and then you move on top of it, maybe hang off another, you will be potter under no scenario. Our father, we had no Havamina that if you were consciously poor economic elements, you'd be potter under those circumstances. If you're ready, your ox is going to be chayiv. I wonder we've never had such a Havamina. Secondly, we had a question. We said, look, if you're trying to find a case where a man is physically damaged, he's more chomor than his ox damaging, the Gemara said, well, we found the case because he has to pay five types of payments and the ox only pays one. And so we asked the question and said, well, find it, say simple thing. A man, if he kills something, is chayiv misa. And if the ox kills something, doesn't make them the owner chayiv misa. Why didn't it say that simple example of being a man with more stringent? So the answer is We're talking about a particular man here. A man who's asleep. Man asleep is damaging. So what happens to a man who's asleep and kills? Is he Chayav Misah? A man who puts himself next to a baby and he sleeps and he rolls over and kills the baby. Is he Chayav Misah for such a thing? Is David Chayav Misah for such a thing? Let's say he's warned, so everything. Is he Chayav Misah for such a thing? No, it's not Chayav Misah for such an activity. So therefore, since we're only talking about that case in the Mishnah of a man damaging food sleeping, and a similar thing would be a man killing food sleeping, you can't say that he is more chomel than the animal, because he's not. He also will not get a Chayav Misah, even if he kills under these scenarios. If he sleeps and kills, he doesn't get a Chayav Misah. And therefore, the ox, therefore, you want to find a scenario where ox is more lenient. A man, you have to find it in the case of man sleeping. So where is man sleeping, he more stringent in respect of ox? Okay, when he damages, then when he's sleeping, he will be hive of all five tashlumim. He will be hive five. So that's why I bring that case. You know, he pays five types of payments. At this end, he pays one. Which the case is when he's sleeping, damages, and he damages in such a scenario a human being, then he will pay five payments, but the ox damaging a human being will not make the person pay five payments. That's why the Gemara brings that example of being a man more stringent. We can't say a man is more stringent because he kills, he's going to Chayav Misah, because it's not true. If he kills when he's sleeping, he's not Chayav Misah. For damaging, it doesn't make a difference. Showing that you're Mesa, I say he's always high. But for Misa, it makes a bit. For Misa, even if he's Mesa over there, the Chabana put himself to sleep. But Chabana, with warning, they put himself to sleep. You say, if you do that, you will kill this baby, because the way you position yourself when you're sleeping, you'll kill it. And he says, Abba be again, and puts himself to sleep and kills, he's not high. Not Chayav Misah, even the Mesid. He's even the Mesid, not Chayav Misah. In such a scenario. Because in order to be Chayav Misah, you have to do a Meister Misah. You have to do an action which is defined as you actively killed him with an action. Yeah, he didn't do that. You put yourself in a position so that you would actively kill him in such a scenario. So that answers our second question, that it couldn't have brought that example, And the final question we asked was, is that you're saying the ox is more stringent than the man, because the ox has a payment which the man doesn't have. When the ox damages, the owner has to pay. Kofa, if the ox kills somebody, then the owner of that ox has to pay the kofa, the blood money. He has to pay money for the dead person. Yeah? But if the person kills, he doesn't have to pay kofa. That proves the ox is more stringent. And if you're the right ox, you won't know the man. So we ask, why is the man not hiding blood money? Why doesn't he pay money? What did we ask? Because he's kind of missing, getting something much worse. So it's not a kofa, it's a kofa. So the answer is, this is that we're talking about a man who's killing somebody sleeping. And is he Chayav Misah? What did we just say? He's not Chayav Misah. So there's no Kimei Lerabbeinu. And nevertheless, even though he's not Chayav Misah and he's not getting a punishment, he still doesn't himself pay the blood money. And the ox, if he does, makes him do pay the blood money. So we see ox is more stringent because there's blood money. By ox, there's no blood money. By a human in this particular scenario. Since we fitted in this case of him damaging when he's sleeping, then they're not on Nami. Even if he kills, there's no kibbling rubble, and nevertheless, he's not hired to pay the blood money. So, therefore, we see that ox kill somebody is making the owner hire the kofa. He himself kills somebody when he's sleeping. He he's not chayav the kofar, even though he doesn't have kinyan rabbe. So we see the ox is more stringent. So if like ox, we wouldn't necessarily man will be chayav the damages because we have a stringency of that. So yes. What's he doing? What's his example? He's carrying what the boss? So therefore, when the damage takes place, the reason why you're paying, is he's consciously carrying heavy things. He's awake and safe. So therefore, when it falls and damages, he's in a conscious state. And the reason why he's chayav is not because of negligence. He's chayav because he broke the vase. He broke the vase. He physically broke the vase with that shit. So we can only say the reason is negligence if he's not chayav for the actual action that took place. And it's only because the action was a cause of his negligence. But if the action is, he's chayav for the actual action place, not because of negligence, because himself with his koach, his body or his koach damaged somebody, something. Yes. Yes. Then he didn't do him like he didn't. He wasn't a human being. He wasn't sacred. He wasn't Jewish at the time. He wasn't Kaifanitis. He wasn't anything that was in Parsha of Torah at the time. He wasn't at the time. So therefore, his actions have nothing to do with because of that action. But he was negligent to make himself like that. Therefore, he's chazak. That's the chiddush of. Yes, exactly the same scenario. Exactly the same scenario. Somebody belts himself drunk like Lot. There's also, he's not chayav a mitzvah or nothing like that. And if he damages at that stage, he's chayav not for his action at that stage, he's chayav for his negligence and put himself into that status. Correct? Okay. Yes, Abby. What's the toll on sleeping mat? We'll give a few examples soon. Give you a few examples. Good question. Good question. Tolter could be like the case of a junk, which Mr. Wellens just said. We may have a few more examples as we carry on the Gemara. On the base, there's a lot of discussion about this on the base. Now, if you look at the paper, the piece of paper which I gave out, look at the piece of paper that says that. There's a Rabbeinu Chananu, which is on our Amid, so you can look at Rabbeinu Chananu inside if you want. It's on our Amid. Yeah, maybe it's just easier to find it here. Yeah, you can underline it on our Gemara. Everyone's printed different. So it says, the Rabbeinu Chananu says, Pesach, it's on the left hand side of my Gemara. He says, it's a Pesach. He said, I've got Pesach Halacha. He says, what's Pesach Halacha? Here, Matsya. I've heard a psak halacha that the halacha is like small and not like rav. The halacha is like small and not like rav. But the machlokas of what the Mishnah is talking about. In the Mishnah, we've got machlokas, rav, and small. What's it talking about? The halacha is like small. No madness. Yeah. No madness. So it says the Me'iri, if you look at the second, I'm not on my page I gave out.
There's
no machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Psak means there's enough to make the halacha. Rav and Shmuel have no machlokas in halacha. Because everyone agrees to each other in halacha, the sadatzman. But come on, in bir hasugya, the only argument is in how to explain what's going on. Bir hasugya, yeah, maybe it's mukha karab, kdeshi ashar kolo kolo obis, Pesat of the word shah in the Mishnah, pashtus means, shah means all what the shah does. Of course, it may be saying the go is the Mishnah's umumcha, especially Rav fits in better if you don't have the word mormon mentioned in the Mishnah. Don't talk about mormon, you can say it's talking about odd and mazik without that word mormon. It's commercious part. For ain't no part that medin hilchos like a shmuel medinim. You can't say, you know, we've got normally a klal. Rav and Shmuel, halacha and Shmuel when it comes to monetary matters, halacha karav when it comes to Isurim. So you can't say, well, we've got a machlokas here, Rav and Shmuel, Baba Kama. Baba Kama is Ma'i. So we'll pass the light Shmuel, which is what Rabbi Nathan is saying. So that here has got nothing to do with money, this machlokas. Sorry, in halacha ain't got to be in the room, because they're not arguing what halacha is, whether one's chayav or one's potter. Commission is like I said, as Sha'atza, Sarkar, Mosh, Mishnah. All their arguments is, how do you explain the words in the Mishnah? Thus, then, according to both of them, we've got different opinions. Be'er Atzer, Abir, Abob, Mishnah, Zerah, and the pastor's explanation, the one simple explanation, is to read the Mishnah like Rav. Find that the simple way of translating words in the Mishnah. But there's no machlokas in a halacha going on, just in how to translate the words. So, we've got a bit of a problem with Rabbi Nachman. Ben Elkanah says, I'm giving it to you a Pesach Halacha. Pesach Halacha means that I'm going to tell you, you know, there's a machlokas out there, and you need to know this, and also how to run your life in this world as a Jew, and make sure you fill in with those guidelines and work out whether you're doing things correctly and what you should be doing when something happens. That's what Pesach Halacha tells you. And he says, you know, that we've got this machlokas, obviously, and that's giving me the ramifications for my life, what the machlokas is saying. And I tell you, the Rav is small, halacha is small, and Chara goes to the car, Rav is small, halacha is small when it comes to monetary matters. Okay, that's the Rabbi Nathan. Comes on the mirror and says, they're not arguing in any halacha. Everyone agrees to everyone in halacha, in the outside world, how to run your life. All they're arguing is how to translate the words. How to translate the words of the Mishnah. That's all they're arguing about. And the pastor's how you translate it, and that's the easy way to read the words. But they're not arguing halacha. So the question is, therefore, what's Rabbi Nachman saying? What's Rabbi Nachman doing? It's not saying translate Shmuel. He's saying, first, according to Meiri, it's not shy of the word psak. Psak is when there's enough gemina. And secondly, the Shmuel, you're passing like is because the rule, it's because it's a monetary matter, and monetary matters you go like Shmuel, and it's Surim you go like Rav, and this is monetary. According to Umiri, it's not no discussion of monetary nafka minis here at all, it's just a way to translate words. That's how it is, the discussion of it. So we have a problem with Ben Hanan. What's he trying to say? What's he trying to say? What do you mean, comparison? Well, I mean, we need also to explain Mishnah. Exactly this. The Gemara analyzed Mishnah according to the Shmuel. How do you read the Mishnah? And how the Gemara analyzed according to Rav, how do you read the Mishnah? We've got problems with both. We've got answers with both. No? No, 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 no. You're saying an answer which has nothing to do with reality on the ground. You're saying maybe, 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 maybe. You haven't said any nafgumina lemaisa between Rav and Shmuel. Tell me a factual nafgumina between them. Just say maybe because they're speaking like this, there may be some conclusion I could get somewhere that there should be nafgumina that even though down the road, 20 miles down the road, because there's a ramification like this, then you go, that's the type of answer you're giving, which is not a good answer to suggest, because I'm asking a practical, the mice, nothing to say, Chayav Potter, there's no Chayav Potter, says to Mary, there's nothing to discuss here, just translations. Yeah. So, if you look at Shuvah Sagon, it comes out a big Kiddush. Shuvah Sagon comes a Kiddush, and we'll answer the question. No, Shuvah Sagon, the Geonim. Ge'onim, Shuvah Sagon Ge'onim. He says like this. The wording is like this. Rechura Rabbonon Basroi Kerav. The later Rabbonim
Paskin like that.
The Ominim who say, Odom Dark El Hazik, Beyosom. That a human being is normal to damage when he's sleeping. Beyosom Dark El Hazik, and the reason why a sleeping human being is normal to damage, given the Kaif the Pashit or Kehu. Since he stretches out his feet as he's sleeping, so it's normal for him to damage. Those are words of the Gaon. So the Gaon is telling us a very specific case, and he's saying, we're passing like Rav, who says what? That a human being who damages when he's sleeping is chayav. Implication of that, what would Shmuel hold in such a case? You're not chayav. It's Rav who's machadish, like the Mishnah, talking about Otam Amazim, Memena in the Mishnah, according to Rav, is machadish, that we're talking about when he's sleeping, and if he's sleeping, then he's going to be chayav. But Shmuel, who has no Otam Amazim in the Mishnah, doesn't need to machadish such a case as be obligating the human being. Because you only machadish such a case because you have to say it's in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says all these things are chayav because you're negligent. The only case of Adam being negligent if he's sleeping. So the Mishnah is telling us a sleeping human being, the damage is chayav. That's only according to Rav, who says in the Mishnah is written a human being. But if the Mishnah is not talking about human beings at all, therefore I have no source that says a sleeping human being is chayav. So according to the Gaonim, it comes out, a machlokas halacha lemaisa between Rav and Shmuel, whether a human being puts himself to sleep in a negligent fashion, and then he damages while he's unconscious, it is chayav to pay. According to Rav, he is, because that's what the Mishnah is talking about, and it can only be friends to such a case. According to Shmuel, the Mishnah is not talking about such a case, and therefore, I have no hechra to say such a case, you're going to be fine. And therefore, you now have a discussion in the halacha, not just in translation of words. The translation of words has a ramification now in halacha. And therefore, I can see now what the Pesach halacha is, like Rav, like Shmuel. And therefore, that's why Rabbeinu Chananel says, okay, he's got nafkamina halacha, as a nafkamina in money, so I heard that you custom like Shmuel, because the general rule of Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, in money, the halacha is like Shmuel. That's why when you pass that Shmuel. The Gaonim happened to say, okay, nafkamina is a Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, but still, we're going to pass it like Rav, not going with that rule. What I hope, obviously, there has hokhochus to say such a thing. It's the simple pshat to say such a thing. And then they don't have to be sure of that rule. But we see now the discussion backwards is not just a discussion between Rav and Shmuel in translation. It's the nafka mina in halacha that comes out through the translation. And Miri disagrees. And I'll explain the Miri on Shabbos. But Miri disagrees. But from Rabbeinu Chananel, it comes out on our daf. From Rabbeinu Chananel on our daf, it comes out that Rav and Shmuel are arguing a halacha with a sleeping man. Yes, sure. Adam was low when he's conscious. What's Mu'adam? What does it mean? They've got a classic Adam Hamazik, and you've got another case which is not in that category at all, and we want to know where he's going. What's the classic Adam Hamazik? When a conscious human being damages, that's a classic Adam Hamazik, and he's quiet because he damaged. He himself damaged, whether it's Bishogeg, whether it's Be'onis, whether it's Be'mesis, whether it's all those Adam or Be'olam, he's that hive to pay even Be'on sin, according to some opinions, so therefore, when he's conscious. But if he's not conscious at all, and he has not a human being at that stage at the time of damage, who says he's Bechal Chayim? You're going to get him for putting himself to sleep. If that's called Gromus, maybe he's not Chayim at all. Lo Olam is going on, you've got a category, and in this category, Lo Olam. If you want to talk about a different category, you have to bring me a raya that this category even exists. It's not the same category, as we said all the time. Sleeping, damage from a sleeping person is not a human being damaging. That's talking about a human being damaging. It's a completely different case. A different av, according to Rav, it's a different av, meaning it's not that Mishnah. That Mishnah is talking about an av, a mazik, an av of a human being when he's conscious. A person who damages when he's not conscious is not that. It's like comparing an ox which damages through shame, and the Mishnah says an ox damages through shame, it's like, so who is saying that, even though it's not written there, red or beside, so it's talking about apples and oranges, not the same case at all. In shame, you say ox that damages in this category, whether he's more old or whether sugar is fine in this category. But now we're talking about a category, it's not even written that Mishnah. And not even reference to that Mishnah. So my Hegel says, so whatever you do in that Mishnah is telling about this. It's different categories together. Case. Maybe, I told you on Shabbos, I'll explain what the Miri's come from. It's not that. That's not good enough for us. Okay. So let's carry on, and see. There's a Tosfos. Yes? Yeah. The bottom tosis of Daftalat Omanat. It says, Adam Shmiras Gufa Olav. Human being has an obligation to look after himself and not damage him when he's sleeping. Makam Mashma from here implies, the Logos Sidon Mimoncha. Okay, we don't have the Mishnah Mimoncha. Fine. We don't have the word Olav in the Mishnah. We don't ask, well, is an odom money? Yeah. And therefore he says, right. So he says, we don't have the word mamuncha in our Mishnah, so it's possible, therefore, to have a human being obligated. Now go to the Tosis, the real Tosis I wanted to see was two Tosis above, the third Tosis on the M. Kivan Zakaias for Poshit Ochelu. Everyone got that? The third Tosis. The reason why he is normal for him to damage, because he stretches out when he damages. Now, Bruce Charming. This is what someone's Remez last week referred to. Charming, Yesh, Diyoshim, Lomachai. There's a case where a sleeping person damages is not Machayat. There is a scenario like that. When is he not Chayat? Elokashiyashim Atzmo. It's okay. He's only going to be chayev if when he put himself to sleep, the vase was already there. The vase was ready. He sees the vase and he puts himself to sleep. Other Yoshim, but he slept in a place where there was no vase. The heavy Kalim, and then, and while he was sleeping, they put the Kalim next to him, the Shavam, and then he broke it. Potter, then he doesn't have to pay. Why? To him, Gomulo, because they caused him the damage. Whoever put the vase there is the cause of the damage, not the person sleeping. For Chen and Simony, Imho Yoshim, he falls asleep. For Hola Chabel, Yoshim Esau, and then his friend goes ahead and sleeps next to him, Bezigo Zezer, and they damage each other while they're sleeping. Harishan is Potter, the first one is Potter, because when he went there to sleep, there was no one there. It wasn't negligent. Vacharon Chayav, the last one is Chayav, because he knew. Okay. Yeah, it's possible. Okay. So Matt is saying, it's possible what Tosin is saying is really possible what the Shaman is saying. If we're getting a person to is Chayav to pay because of negligence, he has to be negligent. Negligent means he knows what's going on when he goes to sleep. And he sees his advance. That's negligent. But if there's no advance, he's not negligent. He's not negligent at all. He's not hard. Yeah. Okay. It's simply, he's sleepwalking. Sleepwalking. Yeah. When he goes to bed, he doesn't expect himself to sleepwalk. He's not negligent. He put himself in a place where it's not negligent. So what's the chiddush over here in this you something. The chiddush is those three words of this. If you look at the third line of Tosfos, Shavon Potter, and he breaks that he's Potter when the Kalim came afterwards. It says the lost and the reasoning. Why is he Potter? Now to ask you, why do you think he's Potter? No, without the wording. Why do you think he's Potter? Because he wasn't negligent. He wasn't negligent. But the Rishami doesn't say that. He says he's Potter because
they Gomelo, they who put the kelim caused this.
Why do you have to say that?
Just say he wasn't negligent. Just say he wasn't negligent. He's an onus. If they're the owner of the kelim, if they're the owner of the vase and they put down the vase next to him. So you're assuming that it's not the owner of the vase who put it down. And second case where it's somebody who puts himself to sleep next to a sleeping guy, where it says, similarly over there, the first one is, the second one is Chayv, which is what's got to do. It's not the same. It's not the same scenario. The first case is somebody else, and you say, got two guys, who's going to be Chayv over here? So is it not the owner? It's two guys. Okay, so now it stands. You're getting the second guy. That's the chiddush you're taking. Of course, the first guy's kosher. Yeah? We just want to point out the second guy is chayav. Fine. But then it's not the same case as sleeping. And secondly, you're pointing to you, the chiddush of Hein Gomelo is the same. Who's chayav, then why is it going on? Shavuot potter. The one who broke it is kosher. To Hein Gomelo, and give me a reason why it's potter. According to you, he's not giving a reason why it's potter, you're giving a reason why he's chayav. He's potter, always potter, because he wasn't negligent. That's the reason why potter. Why you said, it's not the reason because Hein Gomelo, Hein Gomelo is why this guy is chayav. So the loss of it doesn't fit. Okay, you're saying very good. So let me explain what you're saying and what is that everyone can understand. So, for sure, there's a potter of the first guy. He goes to sleep, there's nothing there. Sure, he's potter because he's not negligent. I can give you two scenarios where we need still to come onto a further reasoning of Hein Gomelo to make him potter. For example, let's say he goes to sleep, there was no vase there. In the middle of the night, he wakes up. He wakes up in the middle of the night, opens his eyes for seconds, he sees somebody's put a vase there. And then he goes, it doesn't do anything, he just goes back to sleep. Is he now not negligent when he goes back to sleep? He goes back to sleep now. Is he now not negligent? He's now negligent. He should be negligent, yeah? Says Tosis, he's still potter. Even though he now doesn't have the heta of negligence, he's still potter. Why? Because he got another release, which Hein Gomelo, the guy who had the vase, put it next to him, and he's the one that's really a problem there. So he's still potter. It releases him, even in the case where he's negligent, it releases him, because Hein Gomelo, because they put it down next to sleeping guy. That's one scenario. Another scenario, that he goes to the bed. He puts himself to sleep. And it's just one of those nights, he just can't fall asleep. Just can't fall asleep. He said Shema a few times, he just can't fall asleep. The guy comes along with his vase and puts it down next to him while he's still awake and conscious and hasn't yet gone to sleep. And therefore, the person's awake, obviously, they can see he's put down the vase. And then eventually he falls asleep. So therefore, it's Ki'ilu, he went to sleep next to a vase. And nevertheless, he's going to be potter, because Hein Gomelo, a person came along and saw a guy who looked like he's asleep, and put down a vase, so therefore that automatically releases the scenario that we've turned him into negligence, and he's still released because of another reason, Hein Gomelo. So we found those two scenarios which Tosis is adding. Now, I ask you now a halachic question based on this. What happens, as Mr. Block pointed out, what happens if not the owner put it down? Reuven went to sleep. Yeah? And he woke up in the middle, fine. Or the story never fell asleep, fine. And now, she took the other vase, took Levi's vase, and put it next to Reuven, seeing a sleeping guy, or he thinks there's a sleeping guy, puts it. Who's going to be kind under those circumstances? Reuven or Simon? Reuven goes to sleep, or tries to go to sleep. He's not yet asleep, so Shimon comes along and takes Levi's vase, puts it next to Reuven on the floor. And Reuven says, and then he falls asleep, and then Reuven puts it in. So who's the chayav? Reuven or Shimon? Reuven or Shimon? Fine. Do we have a psor? It's not, he's definitely negative, but do we have a psor of Hain Gomel? Hain Gomel knows that the owner puts it there. Or Hain Gomel, even when he's not the owner, puts it there. That's the shop. We got another psor that says, even when your neighbor, your potter, puts down the Hain Gomel, that's a new psor. Hain Gomel. Is that Hain Gomel? Only when the owner puts it there. Look, he calls his owner. Or even applies to release Reuven negligence when it's another guy, Shimon. So if you look at your mom, like the new sheets, everyone's got new sheets. What? Shimon put down a vase of Levi next to Reuven, but Reuven was conscious at the time, so we were asking who's kind. So if you look at number four, Shulchan Aruch says like this. In Hiniyah Caleb, yeah, you got the new sheets? Share the new sheets. Yeah, as I said. Okay, so just go share. Hiniyah Caleb, Besad Hayosim. You put it down next to somebody who's sleeping. Nishapich Alengen, and he rolled over them, shoved and broke it. He's Potter. He's Potter, the one who is sleeping is Potter. Because the one who puts it there, the vase, next to the sleeping guy, Peshev, he's negligent. But how should he do it? By putting it next to him. Okay? Okay. Now, I just read, you won't be able to say anything at this stage. I just read the Shulchan Aruch. Now let's read the Rambam. Do you notice any difference between the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam? Let's read the Rambam, which is number 5. If you need to leave a vase next to somebody sleeping, the shofan, Hayosan, the one who's sleeping, breaks it. Potter, Shizer Shanichu, who are Muad Shapashaya. Because the one who puts it there is the Muad who's Pashaya. Do you see any difference between that? Between the Shulchan Aruch's wording and the Ramban's wording, do you see any difference? Yes. No, he said Potter. He's Potter, the one who's sleeping. She's there, Shaniko, the one who put it down. Who are Moors? He is the Moors. So Potter in being negligence. He's the one who's Moors in the negligence. Rat the Loshon Shulchan Aruch says, Shizeh Shenichem B'Sidon Hashehu Ma Shenichem B'Sidon. The one who left it next to him, he was negligent by leaving it next to him. So what is the Rambam stress? What word really is the stress? It's two. Yeah. Yeah, the word is the key word, and also the who. Yeah. The stress of the Shulchan Aruch, let's take nuances in stress. Stress of Shulchan Aruch is,
Look, the first guy is not really a negligent factor here, because I'm taking away negligence from the sleeping guy, because the first caused it. Therefore, the second guy is really the one who caused it. So that means the first guy is not negligent. So the stress of the Shulchan Aruch is saying the first guy going to sleep, he's not negligent here, because the second guy is the one who is he's the one who's negligent. Therefore, that makes the first guy not negligent. That's how the wording of the Shulchan Aruch is saying. So all the second guy is doing is releasing the first from being negligent. Whereas what the Shulchan of the Rambam is that we've got negligent people over here. Wants to know who's the most negligent over here. Who's one in negligence? So he says, the one who puts it there, he's the one who's more than the other guy. So if so, according to the Rambam, even if both are negligent, the one that's more negligent is going to be chayiv. And therefore, in our case, Reuben Shimon, not the owner, but Levi's the owner. The one who's more negligent, who's the one more negligent? Shimon. So Shimon's going to be chayiv and not Reuven. Whereas according to the Shulchan Aruch, the release of the first one is to say he's not negligent. How do you make the first one negligent? By saying that he's not his fault, because somebody else put it there. You're there. So the stress seems to be that you have to make the first one not negligent in order to ponder him. How do you do that? The only way is if he's a donor, he was an all, or if the owner himself put it there. And they say, look, I don't mind if my vase gets smashed. Go ahead, smash my vase. Which is, if you do, according to that, then you're not going to be late, because he gave me permission to smash it. So there's only two cases where you're not negligent. Either you were asleep at the time, or even if you're awake at the time, you're negligent. But the owner himself said, smash my vase. Of course, you're not going to be negligent, because he don't smash it. But in the case where you are negligent and somebody else doesn't, the owner doesn't put it there, doesn't give you a heads-up now to smash it, because the owner didn't put it there. So you're negligent, you didn't have a heads-up to smash it because the owner didn't put it. Then of course, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you're going to have to pay, because now you are negligent. Whereas according to the Rambam, no, even in that case, you're not going to pay, because there's somebody who's more negligent than you by the fact that he puts the item in. So therefore, Gomelo in the eyes of the Rambam means is that Gomelo, we go after defining the most negligent party over the one whose Gomelo is the most negligent and he's going to pay. Whereas in the wording of the Shulchan Aruch, Gomelo means the owner caused you to damage it. So therefore, you're not hard to pay, because even when you're awake, you're not called negligent, because he himself, the owner, gave you rights to it. So therefore, be enough Gomelo. Yeah, so we said, according to the Rambam, it's clearly the middleman has to pay. Peshay. Who Peshay? Who Mord? Who's the Peshay? He's the Peshay. He's the Peshay. No? No. So he's quoting the Tosis and the Yushami, and that's how he's learning it. But you've got to go with the Rambam, not going with the Rambam stress. Okay, so Shem will carry on the Gemara. Tomorrow we'll have a bit of grass. Not. What did you manage to speak here?